This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I'm like really, really excited. The studio got clean and I didn't realize how beautiful, you know, the desk and tabletops are in here. I haven't seen the color in years, so I think that's very, very cool. Okay, so, I don't know if you guys have been following the whole Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort. I mean, you know, big, big, headlines. And I don't really like to, you know, talk about what I think the media is just over-discussing. I mean, I really want to hear what's going on in Hawaii. I want to know what's going on with Molly Tibbetts, and they found out that it was a illegal immigrant who unfortunately abducted her and killed her, and allegedly. And so, I mean, I want to know what the news is. But I got to tell you something. I do think it's fascinating how money turns people evil, or how somebody could be raised appropriately, you know, go through school, be a good kid, right? You know, be a good, you know, wife, good husband. And then all of a sudden, they get into a little bit of money and they do stupid. And, you know, we see a lot of this with campaign contribution abuse. You know, and I don't have a full running list of, what many of these do, but I hear, I mean, I'm looking at one site called thebrennancenter.org, where apparently one used $8,000 of campaign money to have a staff aide and his son go on a 10-day trip to Italy. By the way, $8,000, you really can go to Italy on $8,000 for that. You can. We got a great apartment for $150 a night. So you can't technically do that. But really? You're sending people to Italy on our money? Another state senator spent more than $70,000 in campaign funds to pay for a Jeep Grand Cherokee, parking, insurance costs. And campaign donations were collected, even though this one state senator, I'm going to leave unnamed, I guess was unchallenged for re-election. Who's donating money? Then there was another state senator who funded his legal defense against bribery charges with campaign funds. That's a whole other issue. This was interesting. There was a state senator who used campaign contributions to pay for food and veterinary care for his, quote, office cat. Now, I sometimes bring my cats to work. I'm not going to pay and, you know, use company money to feed them. There was one who accepted $15,000 in campaign contributions, and he wasn't even running for office, but he said he might someday. Now, I'm not going to go through all the hundreds of thousands of dollars that get spent by our senators and Pelosi and, you know, the one thing I have to admire about Trump is, and I'd like to have this confirmed, is it true that he's not taking a salary and he's not using public funds like the other presidents did? That would be pretty cool. Nobody talks about that in the media. But if he's doing that, that's cool. Okay, you might disagree with some of his other politics or whatever, but I think that's pretty cool to not use our taxpaying dollars when he's rich and he doesn't need to. Now, he has a right. I mean, if the White House is feeding him, when they have a chef, he has a right. He's our president. That's part of the job. We give him a house. We pay for his air conditioning. You know, and, you know, he should get a salary. But if the salary is so little to what he's used to making and he doesn't need it, I think that's very, very cool. That money could go to something else. I don't see the media cover that. But what I want to talk about is how money can make people turn stupid, evil, turn unethical. And it's just money. Now, is it the driving force of greed? Is it survival instinct? It may be survival instinct. I mean, look at what beavers do and animals do in the wild where they will collect, and squirrels, they will collect food for winter. And they will collect and they will take, and if they have a family to feed and somebody's nuts are out there out in the open and nobody's grabbing the nuts, that squirrel's going to run and take the nuts. And I don't blame him. I mean, he, you know, that squirrel's got a family to feed. I mean, I've never been married to a squirrel, but my guess is mama squirrel could be pretty mean. So if that's what the squirrel wants to do, you know, it's a nature instinct. And is that could possibly be what's kind of happening with, you know, people once they get into money, they just start to hoard. Or they try to grab what they can and they save for the future. I don't know. I mean, I think paying for the office cat, that's just taking advantage. And I think once you take advantage once, you kind of get the itch to take advantage again. And then some people just get a rise out of taking advantage and getting free stuff. And they brag about it. I've heard people brag about things that don't really sound the most legal. May not be illegal, but I'm like, really? Yeah, that's how the system works. You do this, you get this, you get this, you get the government to pay for this, you do this, you do this, you do this. You get these subsidies there. And I'm like, wouldn't it be just easier for you to go work? No, I could get this, I could get this. And so, you know, there is an art to it, and I understand maybe some people find that entertaining. I mean, you know, people that cut coupons, you know, are really into coupons. There's an art to it, and I could see how that's fun. But I just don't get how some people that I don't think were born to do evil or criminal all of a sudden start doing some real, real bad stuff. Why? Because of money. And money changes people. I've seen families fall apart when somebody dies and there's a will at stake. You know, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Back, I'm Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this has scared a lot of people. There's a man who almost died because his bowel filled up with so much poop that it burst. We call it toxic megacolon or megarectum. Few things going wrong here, and he was only 24 years old. He's only 24 years old. But he had to be taken to the hospital after suffering with tummy pain and diarrhea for a week. The patient, unfortunately, has had a history of chronic constipation. And he's been in the hospital a number of times, and he's autistic. But he comes in with tender, swollen abdomen and not a lot of bowel sounds. So the CT scan revealed that he had megarectum, which is a condition that causes the colon to dilate. Apparently, his rectum had dilated up to 18 centimeters inside his body and was filled with feces. So he was given oral laxatives, but he did refuse regular enemas. And have any of you guys ever done an enema? I'll tell you about that in a sec. Okay, I like them. All right, but, well, yeah. Anyway, 2 days later, he returned to Newham University Hospital in London, and then he had inflammation in the stomach and reduced consciousness. Further tests revealed that his blood was becoming acidic. Now, what does it mean when the blood becomes acidic? You know, you guys are like my students. Oh, come on. We covered this. Look at your notes. Look at your notes. No, you cannot ask a friend. Okay, come on, people. Okay, when the blood becomes acidic, that to me means there's infection. Or it also means that the kidneys may not be functioning and dumping the extra hydrogen atoms such that you are starting to have elevated hydrogen, which contributes to acidity in the blood. So it means the kidneys aren't working or somebody has an infection. Okay, honestly, guys, I'm going to give you a pop quiz. It has been a while since I've given you a... Do you guys need a pop quiz? All right, let me think about it. Yeah, I haven't given you guys a pop quiz. This is exactly why. All right, so then he had a second CT scan. And a second CT scan found a substantial perforation of his bowel, and he was rushed to surgery where doctors were able to close the tear. The operation was successful, and the man made a full recovery after being kept in intensive care. So this patient was said to have chronic idiopathic megacolon and megarectum, according to Dr. Alexandros Apostolopoulos. And he treated the man and wrote in the report that patients with this condition report recurrent episodes of constipation, abdominal pain, distension, and bloating starting in childhood or adolescence. Due to increased intraluminal gastrointestinal pressures, these patients are at an increased risk of ulceration of the bowel wall. So they're at high risk for perforation. It's pressure. It's like a hose. You step on a hose, it could blow. So megacolon and megarectum are often treated with enemas and oral laxatives. If these methods fail, we need surgery. So, all right, some of you feel that your bowels are going to burst, and I think you overdo the enema and the laxative. You know, people will ask, well, Dr. Dahlia, how often am I supposed to be pooping? Anywhere from a few times a day to a couple times a week. If you only go once a week, that to me is constipated. But it really varies based on your water intake, on your food intake. You know, some people will evacuate their bowels all in one. Others will poop as they go. They'll eat, and then they'll poop. And then they'll eat, and then they'll poop. So some people say, I poop after every meal. Okay, that's fine. It happens. It's okay. And so, you know, enemas are a hypertonic solution that helps draw in fluid. You can't just put water into your rectum and flush yourself out. Doesn't work. You need to use an enema that would have, and I'm not saying to do this on your own, but the enema usually is of a solution that will help draw water. We don't want your colon, what's the number one job of your colon? Not so much to make poop. The number one job of your colon is to absorb fluid. Your colon needs to absorb the water from food. Your body likes water, which is why drink water, people. Your body needs water. Drink the water. Very interesting. We do have a study to talk about where if you do drink water, when you eat a sugary snack, you actually can increase your risk of diabetes. It's interesting. You'll get a blood sugar spike. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But the purpose of the colon is as you eat your food, so, you know, you eat your food, it goes through your mouth. You might absorb some fluid in the mouth. Some of the mucosa may absorb some of the water. But it goes into the stomach. Then it goes to the small intestine. And the small intestine's job is to take out nutrients. Maybe some fluids get absorbed, but it's usually your nutrients. Then, after the small intestine did all its job, and the stomach had played a big role in digestion prior to that because of the acid and the churning, etc. So by the time it gets to the small intestine, it's kind of pasty, and your body can then pull out nutrients. And it has certain receptors and certain channels to be able to absorb the nutrients it needs. Then, after it goes, and there's a lot of small intestine. The small intestine is actually longer than the large intestine. It's not as big in width, but it's has longer length. So now, the food, after the nutrients have been absorbed, it gets into the colon. So the colon is like, okay, we'll take care of the water. So it starts to absorb the water. And it churns and it churns, and it really needs that paste, right? Pumice or whatever we call it really well. And it needs it and needs it and needs it until it gets all the fluid that it needs to. Now, if you eat a lot of fiber, the stool's not going to sit there and get kneaded and kneaded and kneaded as much. And so if you eat a lot of fiber and you drink plenty of water, your body doesn't need to sit there and make mountains out of molehills from the food that's coming down the path. You don't want the colon to have to sit there and work that hard trying to absorb as much fluid as it can. And if you notice on days when you're constipated or you're too busy to poop or you're not, you know, moving your bowels or eating enough fiber, the stool just sits there. And when the stool sits there in the colon just keeps trying to pull out water, pull out fluid. So as the colon does that, then the stool gets harder and drier and drier. So dry that you could probably light it on fire if it comes out. Diarrhea, on the other hand, when you have diarrhea, there is no time for the colon to do its job. And diarrhea happens because your body doesn't like something that you have in you and it tries to flush it out. Or there's something that impairs the bowels from working properly. And so if the colon can't do their job, a lot of your food comes out liquidy. And so diarrhea is a sign that your colon didn't get to do the job it needed to do. Or you have something in your body that's trying to flush out that the colon doesn't want. It's really simple. I mean, it's simple plumbing. So, in order for the bowel to work, not only is it up to you how you eat, you know, and exercise and fluid, but also the nerves and the health of the intestine. And so, if you can't move your bowels, we need to manually move them. Okay, so there are manual extractions. Okay, we've had to do that with our fingers sometimes, right, to help take out stool, manually disimpact, or we have to do an enema. Now, some people will say, why would you put fluid in if you're constipated? Why would you put fluid in and put more in there? Because, again, it's the water draws it out. It's like flushing earwax out. The force of water could come back from behind it and start pulling it down. But some bowel obstructions and some stool impactions, we need to go in surgically. Or we have to take a suction. There's a whole variety of things we need to do, and it's not very fun. So, can colon burst? Absolutely. You know, we talked about this with bladders. Can you hold your urine in so much that your bladder bursts? It is rare because your brain will take over and just relax the sphincter and you'll just urinate on yourself. You won't be able to hold it. I mean, your brain will just cause you to start peeing. So, you know, rarely do we see a bladder rupture, but technically it could happen if the nerves are compromised. But with bowel and colon, absolutely. Absolutely, you could have a colon rupture. And so it's frightening. And it's a shame. All right. But don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
Democratic senators demanded today that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation be put on hold, saying he's, quote, too tainted by President Trump's potential legal troubles. Senator Mazie Hirono is a Hawaii Democrat. Now, she said she canceled a meeting with Judge Kavanaugh after the guilty verdict against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and the guilty plea by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, saying they are black marks against the president. The illegal alien suspected of killing 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts is due in court today. Christian Rivera is expected to be charged with first-degree murder. He's being held currently on $1 million bond. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst on this sad situation.
The loss of Molly Tibbetts has hurt many Iowans so very deeply, and it captivated the imagination and concerns of an entire United States. And to have it end like this is very, very disheartening.
Ernst was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so how many of you guys can't stand having a pap smear? No, I can't. Oh, come on. Some of you guys out there, many of you guys are like, I'll do a pap smear. I don't care. It's not really fun. It's really not fun. And, you know, the embarrassing part isn't really the big, deterrent. It's the, I want to see all my body parts. You know, I can't stand having a body part that I can't keep an eye on, and I have to rely on somebody else. You know, the one thing I'm noticing as I get older is I don't care about things as much as I used to as a kid in terms of being embarrassed, in terms of, so when I used to go to the gynecologist, I was like, nobody else in the room, please, no, I can't let, no. You know, and then when, I started to go into show business, I'm like, okay, I really can't have anybody else in here. I was even thinking about getting a hysterectomy. so I could stop having pap smears so I didn't have to get naked in front of anybody. But the problem is you still have to have mammograms. You still have to. And, I mean, Madonna has to get her exams. Beyonce has to get hers. You know, we're going to have to be naked in front of other people. It happens. And we're going to have to be naked in front of strangers. That's something a lot of people can't live with. Others, they don't care. Guys have it a lot easier. Guys don't have a problem. And, you know, women don't understand that. They're like, you know, well, you know, guys, do, they like being naked. I don't think it's that guys like being naked. It's men are always exposing themselves to others, not on purpose, but when men go to the men's room. You know, I want to one day go into the men's room and see what you guys do. Just from an academic perspective, because I know you men go up to a urinal. I get that. Okay, so this is what I think happens in a men's room. And it's only because I raise boys and I have guy friends and sometimes you guys open the door when you leave and you see everybody else standing there by the urinals. But it only kind of gives you a snapshot look of what's going on. And I'm like, guys, close the door. You know, we could see everything. But yeah, if you ever design a bathroom, don't have the urinals where people could see by the door, you know, do some privacy because you could just see everybody stand there and pee. But anyway, what I think happens, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong, is you walk in there, and let's say it's a bathroom that has three or four urinals, okay? You walk in there, and somebody will look at you when you're walking in. And so somebody will be standing there peeing. There's always somebody standing there peeing. Okay? And you walk in, and the guy peeing looks at you because, again, you could be a intruder, you could be an assailant, and he's compromised. So he looks at you just as a reflex. You sense that. And you have to just go, you got to go to the bathroom. And this guy is in a way between your path of you coming through the door and going potty. And you sense that he needs assurance that you're not a bad guy. So you then have to say something. Or you do a nod. I think guys have a nod. And again, I haven't been in the men's bathroom. I really need to do this. You guys have to once let me do this, you know, so I can really kind of get a grasp of what's going on. Okay, so you walk in, some guy's standing there, you need to assure him, so you do the nod. You're like, hey there. Then you can't look like you're hitting on him. Or you can't look like you're trying to engage him because you're not supposed to engage a guy when he's peeing at a urinal. Am I right? You can engage a guy if he's in the stall going potty because he's sitting and, you know, reading or playing on his phone. But somebody concentrating on urinating and possibly, you know, holding, mechanically working the situation so he could pee, you don't want to engage him too much. Okay, so you now go to your urinal and you're good. Here's though the only problem. Well, not a problem. This is just what happens. The first guy who was peeing now is done. So he is going to wash his hands. If you hadn't walked in there, he probably wouldn't have washed his hands. Okay, am I right or am I right? Okay, so he would have probably, he would have probably just zipped up and left. And, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, but you're there. So he's like, okay, I got to wash my hands. So he now starts coming over to your little area of the bathroom where you're at the urinal to go and wash your hands. And the problem is he's behind you. Now your instinct is up. Now your reflex is up like, okay, wait a second, this could be an assailant. Now I got a man behind me when I'm in a compromised position. I don't know if he's going to attack me or not. So sometimes there's a mirror, sometimes there's not. If there's a mirror, you look and you watch the guy wash his hands. Now the guy washes his hands is like, I'm being watched. He's seen if I'm washing my hands when actually all you're really doing is making sure he doesn't come up behind you. if you don't have a mirror, you're going to turn your head to the side. Am I right? This is just what I imagine happens. Okay, so now you turn your head to the side just to see him so you know that you are okay and he's not going to come up and hit you. So now he feels this, so he will probably just walk out and say nothing, or he'll be like, you know, see ya, dude. Okay, now another person comes in. This is a person you know. Hey, Bob, what's up? You're like, what's up? I'm trying to pee. This is really stressful. Let me pee. I don't want to talk. And then, man, were you at the meeting? Oh, my gosh, man. If I have to listen to one more, you know, what did you think about, you know, the new, you know, I don't know, the new hire? Oh, yeah, she's hot. Oh, I think she's hot. So now you're kind of relaxed. Okay, so like, all right, I can pee or whatever. Then you start to notice, and no, you know what? I'm at the urinal too long. But it's a good conversation. You're able to talk about something you're interested in. So you pretend you're still peeing. So you stand there and then still talk. And then you're like, okay, I can't look like I'm pretending to pee. So you finish. And then now that somebody else is in there, you got to wash your hands, right? Okay. So you wash your hands. And then you're like, how do I end a conversation that was friendly with somebody who was peeing, right? And what you do is you smack them on the shoulder and then you leave. Is that kind of how it works? Now, the problem is if somebody's in the stall. Somebody's in the stall. I'm not sure how Manny, am I right? I don't even know. Manny may be in the bathroom now. Manny. Oh, he's probably in the bathroom. Yeah, was I right? Is that how it works?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, see, do you wash your hands if someone's there watching you?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'm big on washing my hands, so.
Okay, so you already wash your hands. Okay. Okay, now see, women are different. Okay, a lot of women don't wash their hands. So I'll be in a stall, and people will come out, and I'll know that they just peed, and I can hear, and the sink doesn't go off. And sometimes I catch some women just put the faucet on and not wash their hands just to make the sound that they're washing. Now, why would a woman not wash her hands? Okay? Well, now, the average woman probably does wash her hands, but there's a lot of women that I catch who don't. Now, there's a couple reasons for it. One is if they just did their nails. If you just did your nails could be technically wet for a couple hours. And if you wash your hands, you ruin your nails. So that's a biggie. The other is a woman just lotioned up. If a woman just lotioned up before she went to the bathroom and then she had to pee, she's not going to want to wash off that lotion. And if I catch a woman fake hand wash by putting on the faucet to make me think she washed her hands, I give her the look. Oh, yeah. And then it gets mean up in the bathroom. Oh, yeah, the women's bathroom, it gets bloody. Just, oh, no. Yeah, it's a blood sport in there. All right, 1-877-DOT-TELLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got off track for a little bit. Not sure how that happened. So, going back to pap smears, okay? Man, so, the pap smear would be a thing of the past. For those people that are concerned about cervical cancer, and they should be, it affects 12,000 people a year, possibly more, kills 4,000 women each year, and it can affect any woman of any age, We usually see the majority affect people between 20 and 50 years old, but it still could affect any woman of any age. And so there's been previous guidelines where you would need a pap. Well, originally, okay, so years ago when I was in training, we would give you a pap smear every year. And a pap smear, let's go back a couple steps. We have a cervix. And the cervix, like we've talked about, is the opening of your uterus. So in order for you to get pregnant, okay, you need to have, or a female needs to have sperm enter through the vagina into the cervix, get into the uterus, climb up to get into the fallopian tube, travel to the fallopian tube where hopefully an egg will be there from the ovary that kind of shot one out and ovulated. So you have the ovary, there's a little bitty space, an egg follicle gets, the ovary gets stimulated to shoot out a little follicle, an egg called ovulation, then the egg starts to travel through the fallopian tube, hopefully a sperm is there to meet her, her knight in shining armor. They greet each other, you know, probably like, hey, baby, what's up? She's like, nothing. Leave me alone. Go bounce. And he's like, you kick rocks. But they end up falling in love. And then as they meet, they fertilize. Then they travel down the fallopian tube, come into the uterus. And then they sit in the uterus and grow and grow and grow and divide until 9 months later, it's a baby and the baby needs to come out. Well, that cervix does a lot of things. The cervix is kind of like a light bulb. If you guys have ever seen a light bulb, right, the white part of the light bulb, and then you have the silver round part that screws into the lamp. So the white part's the uterus and the silver part's the cervix. And so the cervix has to be kind of tight, right? You know, usually, because we don't want a lot of bacteria getting in. The vagina is not a very sterile environment. And a lot of things, unfortunately, get introduced into the vagina that could carry bacteria, that could unfortunately affect a woman's uterus, which will later house a baby or affect the baby. So the cervix kind of clamps up pretty tight. Even though there's an os, there's a little opening, it stays pretty clamped. The only problem is because the vagina is such a grand central station in some cases, a lot of things could get introduced, such as a virus, like the HPV virus. And the human papilloma virus, especially a couple different strains that are more cancer-causing, could find a home in that cervix and then start to set up shop and turn into cancer. When the baby is ready to come out and the uterus is ready to expel the baby, the cervix starts to thin, and then it starts to dilate. So when you hear on TV, oh, she's 7 centimeters, they're talking about the cervix. The cervix will thin, it'll dilate, it'll open up, the baby will come out, and then the cervix will start to pop back into as close to its original shape as possible. Some of our cervixes, like mine, looks like a truck drove through it. It's ridiculous. But I have big kids. So, that's the cervix. And so when I grew up, or when I was in training, we would pap smear that cervix every year. We were really worried about cancer. In fact, when I was in medical school, they said the only two groups of people that didn't get cervical cancer were nuns and Orthodox Jewish women, because they waited till they were married. Now, that could have also included Catholics, it could have included Mormons, it could have included Muslims, it could have included anybody that would wait till they were married to have sex. The problem is they changed that, because if their partner had sex and wasn't a virgin before they got together, then somebody's introducing the HPV. You'll have many women who said, how did I get cervical cancer? My only partner was my husband. He was my only one throughout my life. Well, if your husband had sex before you, or had sex while with you, with somebody else, and contracted the HPV virus, he could give the HPV virus. So it's serious stuff. So we would check you every year. We wouldn't mess around. Then they found out, well, it's expensive. Women don't like to do it. We could save money. And, you know, why don't we just have you come in once every few years? Women were like, absolutely, that's wonderful, great, but how do I get my birth control? And doctor's like, well, I could just give you birth control for 3 years, but, you know, I could still get sued if something happens, you know, or you end up developing some sort of cancer or vaginal cancer or gynecological issue. So then there was some controversy over that. And then once Obamacare kicked in, I think a lot of doctors are like, fine, you know what, here, if your insurance is a pain, I'll see you once every 3 years. And so the recommendation ended up being cervical cancer screening if you were between the ages of 21 to 65. So we wouldn't even start when you were sexually active. We would wait till you were 21 years old. So if you lost your virginity when you were 14 and you had been having unprotected sex for 7 years, the United States Preventive Services Task Force would only recommend a pap smear once you turn 21, unless you're having symptoms of bleeding, pain, etc. So, right now, the recommendation that, until today was every 3 years for a woman, unless you're over 30, you could lengthen the screening interval, going every 5 years, as long as you do a pap smear and the human papillomavirus testing. So, now they're saying you could just do the human papillomavirus testing every 5 years. Women ages 30 to 65 could be screened for that without undergoing a simultaneously pap test. So previously, they recommended co-testing. Now, no. Now, some women are loving this. All right? They think that's exciting. The problem is we test you for HPV from the cells. I mean, we're not doing blood tests. So, you know, if we're taking a sample, you're actually going in there and getting a swab. So here's my thing. If they're already going in to get a swab to test you for cervical cancer cells, they might as well do the pap smear. But here's the thing. I don't even care about the pap smear. I care about the pelvic exam. You know how many times we pick up on fibroids or we pick up masses or we could, you know, check on pelvic pain and, you know, if you're going through changes like atrophy that could, you know, affect sex and bleeding and things like that. I mean, there's a lot of things. We look for melanomas in the area. And so it bothers me that you're not going to get screened. So the current guidelines are if you're between the ages 30 and 65, all right, still you can wait till you're 21 to be screened, right? Get every 3 years a pap test. If you're over 65 and you're up to date on your screening and for 10 years you were negative, you don't have to go for any more screenings. Now, some women could say, wait a second, I'm sexually active in my 60s. Yes, sure. And, you know, 65 used to be considered senior. Now it's still considered middle age. So my recommendation is just because you hear these guidelines doesn't mean that relates to you. Your body's different. You could have different risk factors. And you're not a number. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.